Yeah. What shot they make him get undressed? You have to. I mean, that's the only way you can surrender.
Because there's nothing underneath it.
Yeah. It's the middle of the winter.
Suicide. Is it the middle of the winter there?
It's cold there. It's definitely not warm.
Well, there's a lot of, they
could
use a little bit of it.
No, man, I couldn't care
less. Yeah, because one guy can just get up. If one guy has something on them, he can just get up and shoot them all, you know.
Right.
These guys are ruthless.
Okay, Israel has a ton of people there. One guy shoots, they're all dead. Everybody there is dead.
Yeah, but still,
and they know that. They're not going to allow those guys, they don't want to die.
71 degrees.
Right, but if there's 40 of those guys, there's going to be bullets flying everywhere.
They obviously, these guys who are giving themselves up, obviously rather be in an Israeli prison.
100%. They rather not, they don't, they're not looking to die.
They're getting in for it, and they're, most, and they're all giving it together. I mean, they're not embarrassed of each other. They're all doing it together. It's usually, like, you know, they're
oh, you want to give them the camera?
Kill them, you know?
Well, the other guys are not around.
No, I'm saying, but all the, each terrorist, like, the
are these the real Gazanians, or this is just regular citizens?
They're the terrorists, they're Hamas.
Anyone who lives there is considered a terrorist.
I don't think, I don't know.
They have a cheskas, they have a cheskas.
No, they're not stripping every regular guy in the street.
Terrorists, no. Yeah,
recording in progress.
How do they know who's who?
These guys, they're obviously.
They're wearing the uniform.
They're wearing uniform or they have guns on them. These guys all have guns on them. You saw the pile of guns?
That's the end of the night.
Are their guns worth anything?
Turn my phone on to find out if they were shit.
I heard an interview with a lady who was in one of the kibbutzim and she got saved, her and her husband and her kid. And she said that her and her husband, they heard the gunfire, they knew it was an Arab gunfire. That's not what the Israeli army uses. They knew right away it was Mechablim. They're from couple, and they said they turned on the phone because they didn't know what to do. And then the messages kept on coming, they should not go out of the thing, whatever, you know. They were 11 hours in the house, till the next morning.
And they got
caught. Sahal took them out the next morning.
I think I saw a video of that.
Crazy stuff.
So, did they interview any of the people that came back?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
No, did anyone that spoke? I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, all day.
What was they saying?
Not things you want to hear. Not things you want to hear. The kids? Not things you want to hear. They're sick people. Anyway, Lama Leinen, we need tremendous Yeshuas. Not mamish, not a joke. Hashem Yirachem. Today's shiur sponsored Refuah Shleima Yosi ben Rachel Shmuel ben Bracha Rivka bas Chaniento, and for our soldier Avram Megillah, who's mamish on the front lines now, and many many other soldiers. The Eibush should give a quick Yeshua Nechama v'Klal Yisrael. Tremendous amount of hurt in Klal Yisrael right now. Even the people who are injured doesn't mean stam injured. The whole family is displaced and. Injury could mean that the guys for the next 10 years be, I don't know what, you know. It's mamish disaster. And especially the Chatufim now who are there, it's a Shrek because they're coming in on them now. They're now in north and they're, you know, they're cornering them in now. So, you know, I'm sure anybody that's watching a person like that soldier they try getting, he died in crossfire for Shteitzach. You know what I mean? There was a soldier on Friday. They got a place where he's hiding, but there was Hamas guys all around them. They killed everybody, including him, unfortunately.
Oh yeah. Oh, and they say that there was a failed attempt to get his body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a terrible story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but maybe better than.
It is. Listen. Right now, they're cornering in. There's not so much area left over there. They're in. They're in the area there. They're in the hub now. Which is a pella that they said tonight. The Israeli media said that this guy Hassan, the head guy, he went with a humanitarian truck. How did he get onto the humanitarian truck?
In a bag. I don't know.
In a bag. Unbelievable. You got?
But someone, they're saying, they're not saying who. They're saying the
people. Oh, there was a big guy delivered to Egypt today.
Yeah.
Who delivered him to Egypt? Not Hamas.
Dead or alive?
Israel, dead.
Israel?
I think it was Israel. Because they're watching. They're by the crossing. Israel's by the crossing there.
Going
also? We can't just... They're not letting go. They're watching every single thing. Terrible, terrible matzav. Anyway, Hashem Yirachem. Meanwhile, we have Chanukah, Lamelan and Torah. Shoshu Mu'ud L'Minoy. Ve'enim Mu'ud L'Sheni Minoy. He's a Mu'ud for Minoy. Minoy means for, let's say, axes, but he's not Mu'ud for other stuff. Mu'ud L'Adam, Ve'enim Mu'ud L'Beima. He's a Gora for people, but not for animals. And you have to, it's important to note that Adam is Le'mazla. We had that on the Beis and Beis. And Rashi explains that in order for an animal to gore a person, he actually has to have intention to gore him because the person can move out of the way. He's able to dodge it. A person could dodge a bullet. Verstehst? But an animal can't. So, Adam is le mazla, and still the Mishnah says, mu'ud l'adam v'ein mu'ud l'behema. That wouldn't make it a mu'ud. Mu'ud l'katan, mu'ud l'gadaylam. Simple as that. Depends who you're mood for. If you're mood for Adam, you pay Nezak. For Behemah, you pay Chatzinezak. What if somebody's mood for Shabbos and not mood for Chol? When do you become a Tam? Because if you're mood for Shabbos, so next 3 weeks he doesn't go on Shabbos, you know he's good to go. Now, what are we talking about over here? Zuk Rashi, what does it mean, mu'ud l'shabbos and not l'chol? Rashi says, because the animal is batum and malacha. And since he's batum and malacha, he goes crazy, he's bored, goes m'shugah from boredom, and mainly he gores on Shabbos. Comes out according to Rashi, Tosis explains. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, if you tell me it's the word is that he's off from work, and he goes, he's boredom, so Sunday. What happens if it's Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and you don't give him any work? Now he's bored. No, the chiddush is only Shabbos. Now Tosfos learns a whole different shot. Tosfos learns of Shabbos is because on Shabbos you wear different clothing, and male the animal does not recognize the people on Shabbos, and he goes, he's all flustered. He's all flustered. There's a famous ma'aseh with the Ragachover. That there was a lady that came to him and said that her baby does not nurse on Shabbos. So he told her, put on weekly clothing, and the baby's not nursing. And he went to Rameh Simcha, he was the Rav of that Shtot, and Rameh Simcha said, they said, oh, Rakh Shabbos is a Baal Moifus. He's not Baal Moifus, he knows the Tosfos that brings down the Yishalmi and the Avlam Zayim and Aleph. Tosfos says that if you're wearing Shabbos clothes, you can't recognize. So this baby didn't recognize the mother in Shabbos clothing. Not about my a simple story. Ma'aseh Sfasema says that there's a halacha that you by a chos and kala you do sheva brachas during the week, and you need panim chadoshes. But the Shulchan Aruch brings down that on Shabbos you don't need panim chadoshes. So Sfasema says why? Because Shabbos everybody has panim chadoshes. Because everybody's in the
sheva brachas everyone wears big Shabbos.
Not necessarily. Put on a blazer like you're wearing now.
I did hear that recently that you need a time for letters and it's also on the phone. I don't know exactly
why. Oh, really? I don't know if that's how it goes. So it's interesting that.
That's desperate.
No, I don't know that.
You don't have
to. The whole Sheva Brachos during the week is not, you don't have to do. This thing that every week there's a Sheva Brachos, the way it's Niskin, the original, the way it is, and the way it was that yet during the week, if you happen to be in a place where there's a Midyan, and it's part of Chadashos, then you bench and you take Sheva Brachos. Now you don't have to go ahead and do it. It's a new thing. Right, Gary, in the old days, when we got married?
What about it?
Well, Sheva Brachos is only if you happen to be with a minion and you're eating and there's Panim Chadoshos.
We had Sheva Brachos.
Oh, so I'm a little older than you. I got married in the 60s.
The Gemara says
it's a
Shevach. I think in the 60s they
find it out too. No. In the old days, that's how it was. Shevach wasn't a thing.
You're supposed to be in the Sameach.
It's still a meme, yeah.
If you... If you
went to work, anyway?
No.
No, work in Al-Goy. You have to be with your wife. That's it.
You just sit around all day?
No, you tie all the dishes.
Well, you had all the anyway.
It's kind of like the Naya Vest
time. In 1940, there was TVs also. Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's coming late.
So that's why they're coming late always to tell the dishes.
As long as they're not throwing them
at
each other.
I was on time to every
single one of
my
Shabbat brothers. Oh, yeah? This was your thing?
My thing. That was done after.
Okay, what's
that? I went to my brother's Shabbat brothers once.
I think it's Loig LaRosh to do that.
What, come on time?
You're making everybody else look bad. I don't think you have a right to do that.
I would finish half the challahs usually by the time people showed up. I went to my brother's Shabbat brothers when I was 12th grade, whatever it was. And I showed up. I got a ride from the machine. I showed up on time because of 7:30, I had to be there 7:30. Coming in, tables weren't even set up.
9:30.
It's not called on time.
I came on time.
By 9:30,
they started serving. They started finishing. Set up. My brother walked in.
So you got mid from 12th grade till you got married. You were mid.
I held you mid. I said I am going to be on time to every single one of my shower breakfasts.
There's only one connection.
So my brother is like, "Yeah, wait till she starts putting on a shake." I said, "So come in and snoot if she needs." I'm being on time.
There's one conviction I made in that regard. And I said, I saw so many chassadim fun for the glass. I said, my glass is breaking immediately.
You guys are all two orangutan and shtusim.
My foot almost went through the floor.
The only thing I saw is I saw a lot of couples fighting. I decided I'm not going to fight with my wife. I don't know what you guys business with the glass and the shabbos.
I was never in anyone's house to see the fight.
Oh, okay, fine. You don't have to be in the house. You join my company for a little bit, and you come to my showroom, and you see couples come in, and you see a man. Hello. Guys, not here.
We're
just picking siding, you know what I mean? This is not a place for the whole... I don't need the whole...
The real reason why they're upset at the siding, the real reason.
Yeah.
It's never just the siding.
It's like when a guy calls me and says, listen, I mamish could not care less about the siding. My wife is very makbid. I said, don't blame it on your wife. If your wife was makbid, she would call me. You call me because you're makbid. Your wife, leave it out of the picture for now. Okay, let's talk about you for a second. No, I mamish don't care. Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Itmar, you ready? Rav Zvid, Amar, Ve'ena Mu'ud. So his machlok is how to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah is very interesting how you read the Mishnah. Sharshu Mu'ud L'minoi, Ve'ena Mu'ud L'shein Minoi. What does that mean? V'she'en mu'ud means that you know that it's not a mu'ud, which means it passed by a gummel and it did not gore. That's the way v'she'en mu'ud reads. But stoma, let's say it did not pass by, you don't know, you would say it is a mu'ud for everything. That's what Zvid learns. Rapaba says, ain't a mu'ud t'ra. No, it's not v'she'en mu'ud. Ain't a mu'ud means stoma, like I'm a mu'ud. Mu'ud l'minoi is ain't a mu'ud l'sheinu minoi. And the same thing with the rest of the Mishnah. So on and so forth. So Gemara says, Rapapa my Idmar, Rizvid amma v'ein a mu'ud t'ran. Rapapa ain't a mu'ud t'ran. Rizvid amma v'ein a mu'ud t'ran. Hostam av a mu'ud. Rapapa ain't a mu'ud t'ran. Hostam av a mu'ud. Rizvid dying with the Sefer. And Rapapa dying with the Reish. They both learn out from different places. Rizvid dying with the Sefer. Dektari mu'ud l'ktanim v'ein a mu'ud l'gdanim. That's what it says. Of course it's not a mood. It's only this katan, but everybody else, this sect of katanim wouldn't be a mu'ud. So Gemara says, Rapapa says, Amalach, no, itzich. So like, mina hayol parts bay bahu mina parts bay lo shon gadol day lo shon katanim di day kamashon da lo yav a mu'ud. No, you do have to say it. You have no right to observe it. Rapapa daik mereshah, like tani mu'ud la'odom, ain't a mu'ud la'behema. Yeah, I'm sure I'm ain't a mu'ud t'tan, stam al yav a mu'ud. Would be a mood. You don't have to say it. Like we said before, if a Adam is a, if you're a mood for Adam, which has mazel, which can move away from the punch, and still you're saying this animal is such a gorer that he even gores people, for sure he gores animals. Zotting more weiter. Virab Zvid, Amalach, no. Reisha Chazara Koy. Mishnah is talking about Chazara. Kigoy, now Mudla Adam, Mudla Behema. Vahad Behema. Then he went back from Behema. The Koy got Behema, tosses him, Vlenagach. He, the animal decided that he's not anymore a gorer for behema. You would think it's not a chazar. The chazar, the behema, me a chazar. No, that's what the chiddush of the mishnah is. Nothing to do with you. You're saying rapapa about the mishnah is like me. Ve'ein amud tana. Not ein amud. Ve'ein amud. So that's the two. The manam. Now the gemara is going to ask kasha. Rabbis written. Meisvei sum chazama. Oimer mud adam mud behema. A mud for a person is a mud behema. Mekav chaimer. Umal adam mud behema. Mala adam mood the behemah kolchkin mechal tanakama in a mood. So you see clear tanakama is not a mood like rapapa, not like Reb Zvid. I'm like Reb Zvid. No, sumchas a chazara koi. He's on the chazara. Vachkam alei the tanakama. The kamin chazara the behemah chazari means if you pass by an animal three times you don't gore. That's chazara. Chazara behemah lab chazari mekavachaymer. Adam mama adam like kama adam behemah like kolchkin. That's what he was saying. How could you say Chazara and Behema? I'm a Chazara. If you were not Chazara from the Adam, for sure you're a mood for Behema. Amar Avashi. So that's a no raya against Reb Zvid. Amar Avashi Toshma. Amar Lufan of the second part of the Mishnah says Amar Lufan Rabbi Yehuda raises a mood of Shabbos of any mood of Mesachol. Amar Lufan Shabbos Mesham and Shalom Mesachol Mesham Chatzenah. That's the second part of the Mishnah. So the question is, what's the hemshich from the Reisha to the, from the beginning to this Amru to Rabbi Yehuda? Iktani agmur. One second, I skipped the line. Iyam Rishonim ve'ena muktani like Reb Zvid. So shiluk mashayale. Because what does Reb Zvid say? Reb Zvid says that over here was not a mood, but stama have a mood. On that, these man the Amram asked Reb Yehuda, let me ask you something. We have a shita that stama have a mood. What about Shabbos and Yom Tovim? Do you go with the same concept that stama is have a mood for the Yimei Zachoyl? Or no? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Shabbos and Yom Tov are different. Shabbos and Chol are different. So then the Mishnah stims very well. Eli Amrit, ain't a mood tani like Rapapa. So Agmur the Kamag relates. It means the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, is telling Rabbi Yehuda the halacha is the ain't a mood. Stam alay have a mood. Visu iu maikum hadle. So what's he answering them? They're telling him something. They're telling him the halacha is that it's not a mood. So what's he telling them? Yeah, Shabbos Yom Tov are different because they're not mood. That's what we're telling you. We are telling you that. So your answer is what we're telling you? And what's he answering? And they're telling him. That's halacha everywhere. We know this already from beforehand. What's the chiddush? So mela, the psak is like Reb Zvid. Now the Gemara says ve'intus lem not is there a papa. Even if you want to say you hold like a papa, that ain't a mood now, which means a stumble have a mood. But nogach shor chamor ve'gamol, that's the mood called. Halacha is even according to a papa, if you gore a shor chamor and gamol, you're mood for all animals. You're done. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Rosh Shor Nagach Shor. Rosh Shor Nagach. Shor Lo Nagach. He saw ox, he gored one time, second time he didn't gore. Nagach Shor. Rosh Shor Nagach. Shor Lo Nagach. Shor Nagach. Shor Lo Nagach. Shor Nagach. Shor Lo Nagach. Three times. Nasamud Sirugan Lishvarim. He becomes a muad for, how do you say Sirugan in English? No, not zigzag. How do you say Sirugan in English? Gary, how do you say Sirugan in English? Sirugan, we had a good word this morning.
Every other one.
No, there's a good word for it.
Alternative?
Not alternative. Come on. Wait.
Alternating.
No, what's wrong with you guys? One second, I'm calling Newmark right now. No, wait. Let me get Newmark on the line.
Wait, Gary also has...
Don't say anything. Let me get Newmark on the line. Don't say nothing, please.
Where you are.
Please don't say anything. You gotta get Numak on the line.
Your call has been forwarded.
It says alternately.
You need the next volume over here.
It's in my car.
It says alternately.
That is wrong.
It's alternating.
You'll hear. When you hear Newmark's word, you'll understand. Yeah, hello.
Livey?
You lie from the shear. What does Sirugin mean? You lie from the shear. You're being recorded live. What is
Sirugin? Staggered.
Staggered. Now you guys got it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You understand? Now you see what one word of English to know? If you guys would know one word,
alternating is a fine stagger.
Stagger.
Okay, right. I think write down. Write down. Okay, I said when I learned, I said skippies, but everybody said it's not a word. Anyway. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stagger is good. Stagger is the right word. Thank you, Mr. Newmark. Okay. No, no, no. Okay, you got the idea. Turn about him. Roshar nogach, hamar lo nogach, sus nogach, gomar lo nogach, peret nogach, orud lo nogach, orud is hamar abor. Nas amul is rugan lakal, becomes a mood for staggerness for the whole entire, for all animals. Staggerness is a word, by the way. Look at the Webster. Ibarilu. Now listen to this hal shayla. Nogach shor, vishor, three times. Then, chamar v'gamal. Mao, what's the question? Hai shor basra, at the third shor that you gored, basra shvarm shdinalei, is it go, do you put that in order of the three oxes, and now you become mood for oxes? V'akati l'shvarm u'dayayit, l'midach rinaloi, ayayit, oydilma, hai shor basra, basra chamar v'gamal shdinalei. And we just finished saying that if you gore a shor, chamar, and gamal, you're mood for everything. V'yayit l'kulamini. Another question. Chamar v'gamal, shor, shor, v'shor.
When you gore the chamar, was there a shor next to the chamar that it chose the chamar over the shor?
Doesn't matter.
Two score animals.
Well, because the shor, chamar, and gamal is a mu'l. That's the halacha. No, she's scoring animals. That means you're an animal that you're going to gore every single animal. Yes. You're a mu'l l'chol. That's what it means. That's exactly what the question is. Is it mu'l l'chol or mu'l l'shor? Next question. Chamar v'gamal shor. Shor v'shor, five. Mao. Hai shor kamen basa chamar v'gamal shadina lei v'ayayad l'kulamini yadilma basa shor shadina v'akat l'shorim v'ayayad l'minachin l'ayayad. Next question. Shabbos, Shabbos, v'Shabbos. Three Shabbos in a row. And then Echa v'Shabbos, Shem v'Shabbos. You have three Shabbos in a row and then Sunday, Monday. So the question is, Mao. Ha Shabbos basa raisa basa Shabbos shadina lei v'akat l'Shabbos v'ayayad l'mezachar l'ayayad yadilma basa echa v'Shabbos v'shem v'Shabbos shadina lei v'ayayad l'kul yayimah. Next question. Hey, b'shabbos, erev Shabbos, Shabbos, b'shabbos, Shabbos. Ma, ha-shabbos, kamayis, b'shabbos, hey, b'shabbos, erev Shabbos, shenil lei. Ba'al kul yamai dimo. Ha-shabbos, kamayis, b'shabbos, shenil lei, b'shabbos, v'diyai, teiku. Zok, di gemara. Nogach shah, yom tez vo b'chay zev, yom tez zayim b'chay zev, yom yom zayim b'chay zev, pluks di rabash mul edmar. Halacha, a question by Nido. Ross, yom tez vo b'chay zev, yom tez zayim b'chay zev, yom yom zayim b'chay zev. Rav amar kovel ovest, v'shumul amar, ad she-tashlish b'dilug. Machoikis in Nido. If the first time a lady sees dam, does that set the path for her to see dam those days? Let's say she sees Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, at the first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month, and she's at three different months in a row. Do you count the first time? Well, the first time, that's not, there was no setup yet. It has to be, you have to go four times. It'd be three times after the first time. It's the same achlokes. Amar Hashama kol shayv v'nogach. Kosher v'nogach, kosher v'nogach, nasa mu'l shofros. Pshito, ma'ote ma'ach shofa kama. Siyuta ba'al mu'da nokte. It's just he got scared the first time. It's nothing. No, that's called three times. That's a mu'd. Let's see just the Mishnah. Shosh yisyo shonach shosh l'hegdash, shosh l'hegdash, shosh l'hegdash, potash. Nema shor re'eyu. Lo shosh l'hegdash. Shosh yisyo shonach shosh l'knani, potash. I got the book, I feel like a Hanukkah.